In the end, international acclaim and a Nobel Peace Prize nomination couldn't help George Ryan fend off the 5-year federal investigation into the licenses for bribe scheme. So on Wednesday, Ryan joined an infamous, if not exclusive, club when he became the 4th Illinois governor in as many decades to be indicted. Terry Bruner headed the Better Government Association for nearly 30 years and has long been a vocal critic of George Ryan's. Bruner says he wasn't surprised by Wednesday's charges, but was shocked at the extent of the alleged wrongdoing.
Well, as I said, I think it's worse than I ever even thought it was, and I always thought it was really bad.
But others praise Ryan for taking a lead in reforming the state's capital punishment system. Larry Marshall is with Northwestern University's Center on Wrongful Convictions and says no matter what the outcome of this case, Ryan's work on the death penalty will help shape his legacy.
There are great strengths to this man. This man exercised tremendous moral courage and leadership with respect to saving lives and being concerned about the life and death ramifications of the flaws in our criminal justice system. And no matter what else is shown, he will go down in history as having done great things.
2 days before Ryan left office last January, he commuted the sentences of every inmate on the state's death row. But on Wednesday, federal prosecutors charged Ryan in the biggest corruption scandal in state history. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says the alleged racketeering and fraud scheme went far beyond the selling of driver's licenses for bribes.
What we're alleging in the indictment is that basically the state of Illinois was for sale for friends and family at times. And it was cronyism where contracts were awarded to people. People were given inside information. They were acting upon it. And at times, you know, George Ryan stepped into the process to make sure that those interests were taken care of. And that should not be happening.
Prosecutors say the case revolved around a racketeering conspiracy in which Ryan confidant Larry Warner extorted kickbacks from companies that did business with the Secretary of State's office. The government says Ryan and his family illegally received gifts in cash totaling more than $167,000. They've also charged Ryan with lying to the FBI on 3 occasions. The scandal first broke during Ryan's 1998 campaign for governor. But it was a truck accident that killed 6 children in one family that provoked the greatest public outcry. The trucker that caused the accident that killed the children of Reverend Scott and Janet Willis was one of many who purchased their licenses during the 1990s. Joe Power is the Willis family's attorney. He contends Ryan had to know about the kind of rampant corruption in his office that fostered the license-selling scheme.
To suggest George Ryan didn't know anything about what was going on is ludicrous. I said long ago that George Ryan either had to be the village idiot or he knew about everything that was going on. And he's held too many political offices, I would suggest, that he would be the village idiot, as he seemed to imply he was.
The government charged Ryan with continuing to accept kickbacks from political cronies and lying about it long after their investigation began. Mr. Ryan stands by his record. At the unveiling of his official portrait, Ryan defended his political legacy.
So the jobs that I've had and the things that I was able to accomplish, I don't take a back seat for anybody on, frankly. I was proud of what I was able to do, and I feel good about everything that I did while I was in office, from every office I ever held.
But this scandal loomed over his entire tenure in the executive mansion, and many believe it's what deterred him from seeking re-election. Ryan isn't taking any chances. He's hired former U.S. Attorney Dan Webb, a man widely regarded as one of the best trial lawyers in the country, to defend him. On Wednesday, Ryan did not return phone calls for comment. Meantime, one critic sees the former governor's indictment as a new day in state government, one long overdue. Tammy Rayner was an early whistleblower in George Ryan's Secretary of State's office.
My fellow employees are going to be relieved, and they're going to feel, I mean, if I may, that the Wicked Witch is dead, and it's a whole new world, and now people, you know, they, and of course under Jesse White's administration, I think they felt relief for some time, but I really think this is going to give closure to the whole episode, that it's just, it's a whole new way of politics, it's a whole new way of doing business in the Secretary of State's office.
Some hope the aftershocks of corruption that occurred under George Ryan may have already set the scene for political reform. Supporters of the newly passed ethics package say it's aimed at preventing the kind of political corruption prosecutors say festered under George Ryan. I'm Carlos Hernandez Gomez.